This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Like we said before, this is so sensitive, but it's a real life situation that we might be faced with in the future, and we need to establish how we navigate issues of this nature.
No, definitely. And although mothers can be deadbeats as well, they can be deadbeat parents, research shows that a majority of children in the country have absent or deadbeat fathers. And understandably, there can be many reasons for the other parent not to be present in the child's life. What happens, though, if and when, God forbid, the child passes away? Is it acceptable for the parent, the present parent, to bury the child without the knowledge of the other parent who is not present in the child's life? So today we are doing a masterclass on this very issue in terms of the processes of burying a child and what some of the after effects can be if these processes are not followed. We are going to be in conversation with founder of Ringatlozi, Lesego Malapane, who's joining us on the line. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me. I am doing very well. How are you guys?
Oh, no, we're great.
We are great. You know, are there circumstances where it's acceptable for a child to be buried without the knowledge of the other parent by virtue of them not being present in their lives?
I see this topic is very, very sensitive because there's a lot of celebrations. However, when one attacks a father, emotions are high, grief is raw, and there's a lot of cultural expectations that can sometimes clash with the reality of the family dynamics. So it's very, very sensitive.
I mean, what are some of the after effects that can come with burying a child while one of the parents is unaware of the burial or even of the passing? Is there any sort of like repercussions on a spiritual level or traditional level?
Yeah, definitely. In many African traditions, the burial rites, a child are more often tied with the father's side or the lineage of the father. And if the father is absent, traditionally, the family of the father should be informed to participate in the rituals, depending on what they normally would do when they're engaging in such situations. If the father refuses or neglects that responsibility, then the mother side of the family may take over. But often they still need to spiritually address the paternal side of the child because, for instance, probably, they have to do certain rituals before the child and the Iwa. That will then, if not done properly, escalate to cause more rifts between the families or cause unrest to the child's spirit.
Yeah. You know, already this morning we asked this question and we are already getting differing views in terms of, you know, what people think around this. As a parent, maybe something, a sort of guidance you can give to parents who are currently raising their children alone. Should that unfortunate day come, you know, God forbid, touch wood, that the child passes, and you find that a parent is not in speaking terms with the other parent, because the other parent is a deadbeat, they are not in the child's, they're not supporting them in any way, they're not playing any role in the child's life, what steps should be followed in making sure that the child is buried and appropriately and that they rest in peace, most importantly?
Yes. My practical advice, if the father is absent, then the maternal side should then go to the father's side or speak to elders, and try to seek for guidance on how or what are the alternative rituals that can be done for both bloodlines to be honored. And even symbolic acknowledgement can close that chapter. Respectfully, burial rites detract from the father's side of the family. However, if there's or that chapter is closed and there's no access for the mother to then continue with the burial, she has no choice but she's forced to continue with the burial. However, it does have the side effects that will cause her, like spiritual baggages or mwana askarovala. You find that you hear where they will say, Mwana harabala bila, and certain rituals need to be done. However, if the mother is forced to then take that route, she needs to take that route. But for her to be able to complete or participate in the task completely, she should then reach out to the elders of the paternal side, if they're willing to help. If they are not willing to help, and then unfortunately, Mia needs to bury the child alone.
Mm. Yeah, no, Rubima. But we'll leave it here. Thank you so much for the insights that you gave to us. A lot to think about and a lot to consider. That's a founder of Ringatlozi, Lesego Malapane.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.